This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2 weeks down this NFL season, each and every week on the show, we update our top five power rankings. So let's get to it on Grant and Danny. We'll start at number five. We will work our way to number one. Danny, why don't you get us going?
Welcome to the Power Rankings, Atlanta Falcons. I was wrong about you. Look at you at home. Look at you beating the heck out of the Green Bay Packers. Look at you, Devontae Freeman and Julio Jones, and a defense that's frisky. Look at you, Atlanta. No Super Bowl hangover here. You're 2-0. Yeah, welcome to number five.
I have the Falcons number five on my Power Rankings as well. Atlanta, an 11-point win over a Green Bay team that I picked to get to the Super Bowl. By the way, Green Bay got shredded by injuries. I've never seen a team suffer more injuries in a game, important injuries, by the way.
They look bad, too.
Than they did. Offensive line, defensive line, wide receivers. They're decimated, and they play twice in the next week and a half because they got a game Sunday and then another game on Thursday. This could be a problem for them. Atlanta barely beat Chicago in week one. I haven't forgotten that, but the win against the Packers more impressive than the win against the Bears was disappointing. So I'll put them number five. Number four team on my power rankings, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like what I've seen from Pittsburgh, just quietly swinging that axe and a tree is about to fall down. They haven't played a really good team yet.
Right.
The Minnesota Vikings may have been that had Sam Bradford have gone. Instead, it was Case Keenum, so they won by 17. I don't know how much I learned about them. They survived the Browns by 3 points in week one. They've got the Bears this week in Chicago. They're going to be 3-0. And my guess is they're going to beat Baltimore and Jacksonville and be 5-0 going into that Kansas City matchup I'm already looking forward to in the middle of October. Pittsburgh, they can run the ball, they can throw the ball, they've got a good defense. Ben Roethlisberger's a multi-time champion, my number 14.
Number four for me, the Denver Broncos. Last year, whisper quiet, they were actually bad against the run. It's weird. For a defense, it's that good. We know how good they are against the pass. It's the no-fly zone? Is that their dumb nickname for the secondary? Aqib Talib.
I feel like everyone's the no-fly zone.
Maybe there's the legion of no-fly, you can't boom in the zone, whatever it is. Their defense has been good. They beefed up the run and shoved it on the Dallas Cowboys, who are a professional running organization. Zeke Elliott quit in the middle of that ball game because he was so frustrated how poor it was. And if Denver's just competent offensively, not only is that a playoff team, that is a dangerous team. And so far, Trevor Siemian has not been a Jag. He's been pretty darn good, number four in the rankings.
I like that. I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders as the number three team in my power rankings, considered having them higher. This is the Redskins' opponent this weekend. The Raiders looked very good against the Jets. Everybody's going to look very good against the Jets. They beat them by 25. They hung 45. That was also a close game until right before halftime when a punt was inexplicably muffed for a touchdown that kind of broke the game open. 1 week before that, though, going back to week one, the Raiders had a really impressive win over a Titans team that I think ultimately wins 10 or so games. They won by 10 points. They shut down Tennessee's vaunted rushing attack. So you've seen them win a couple games a couple different ways now. I think Derek Carr is exceptional. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He might be ascending to the top of the second tier, the non-Breeze Brady division.
Right.
Top three with Rodgers, Mount Rushmore guys. I love Derek Carr. Michael Crabtree, 3 touchdowns this past week. Outstanding opposite Amari Cooper, who's better. Marshawn Lynch has added a physicality to that team in the running game that I think they lacked last year. And they can rush the quarterback. Kirk Cousins is going to have to get the ball out quick, and pass pro is going to have to improve because Khalil Mack is as good an edge rusher as there is in football right now. I got Oakland, the number three team in my power rankings.
Oakland three for me as well. Echo everything you said. They can beat you in different ways. It doesn't have to be Amari Cooper. It can be Michael Crabtree sometimes. It can be Marshawn Lynch sometimes. It can be their defense sometimes. Grown-up adult road win in week one at Tennessee, who's pretty damn good in their own right. Best point differential in the AFC. They're my number three team. My number two team. Overall, in these particular power rankings, they share a division, the AFC West, with my number four team and my number three team, Kansas City Chiefs. Just not sexy. Not in a way that's a whole lot of fun, but they are a brilliant offensive team that kind of shirks the way that everyone else is doing it. They've got a bunch of stuff close to the line of scrimmage, really creative, smart offensive design with a lot of misdirection. Alex Smith, at this point, is a master of the check down and also the shovel pass, read option stuff. There's a step ahead of everybody every week, it seems. Kudos to Andy Reid. As long as he doesn't have to do game management stuff, he's as good a coach as there is in football. Kansas City, the defense is still terrific, even without Eric Berry. They're the second-best team in the NFL. Handled the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a calm win. Eagles are pretty good. It was a close game in the second half. Kansas City, slowly but surely, found a way to chip away. Long touchdown run. Pass to Travis Kelce. Next thing you know, 2-touchdown W.
Number two team on my power rankings, your number four team. I've got them a little bit higher.
See what you're doing.
Denver Broncos.
Smell what you're stepping in.
They got a win over the Chargers. Very easily could have had to go to overtime in that game if the Chargers had a kicker who could make late field goals. But they win in the division. Then they pound the Dallas Cowboys, and that's why they're number two. Dallas was high on my top five list last week. They're now no longer in my top five. What Denver did against Dallas was an exposing performance. Shut down the run against a team that's very hard to stop on the ground. Made Dak Prescott look more amateur than anybody has in a season and change to this point. And Trevor Siemian is playing beautifully. I said before the season started, he's underrated. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's particularly great. He's not. But he can be Kirk Cousins. By the way, they have the same agent who's going to make a lot of money with these two guys in the next few years. But Trevor Siemian, who's completing 65%, 6 touchdowns, 2 picks, 107 rating through a couple games, coming off 4 scores, is going to be a much better option at quarterback for Denver than everyone thought he was going to be. C.J. Anderson, Jamal Charles, both averaging 4.5 yards per carry. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, both heavily involved in the passing game, and we already knew their defense was playoff caliber. Denver, number two for me. Who is your number one team in your power ranking?
This is college football poll style. They're my preseason number one. Nothing has happened to knock them off the pedestal, so I think they're going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They haven't done anything that makes you go, wow, they're great. I think they're still kind of lying in wait. They've beaten teams in two different ways. Week one, it was doing just enough at the Antonio Brown show. Week two, it was Martavis Bryant, and Brown was barely a factor. Le'Veon Bell hasn't really done anything spectacular just yet. An improved defense that's opportunistic and force some turnovers can bother you a little bit. I really like this Pittsburgh Steelers team. I think they've already played decent football, beating Minnesota in week two. I think they'll continue to get better as the year goes. They're going to stockpile wins and have home field advantage in the AFC.
Number one team for me is the Kansas City Chiefs. They beat the New England Patriots. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles. They have outscored their opponents by 22. They have scored 9 touchdowns. Their passing game is more vertical than it's been in the past. Alex Smith has been masterful. Kareem Hunt is legit. Their defense can get to the quarterback and is opportunistic. I worry about not having Eric Berry, and I don't think they're going to stay number one on my power rankings for the whole year, but I'm doing my power rankings differently. I acted like at the beginning of the year, everyone started at equal footing, and I'd never seen football before.
Blank slate.
Chiefs 1, Broncos 2, Raiders 3. By the way, all three teams in the AFC West. 1, 2, and 3.
Thank goodness that's on the Redskins schedule.
Oof. Pittsburgh Steelers 4, Atlanta Falcons 5.
Pittsburgh 1 for me, Kansas City 2, Oakland 3, Denver 4, Falcons 5.
Same five teams, a little bit different order. Love giving you the power rankings each week on Grant and Danny. Let's do this next. It is time to vote on Redskins Survivor. You can go to our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We will both vote a Redskin off the island who didn't play well this past weekend. We will give someone immunity who had a great game, and we need to debate this next. Are we allowed to give the same guy immunity in consecutive weeks? Dar will make that decision for us as the Survivor leader next on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.